You're listening to eBay Radio, where we're always fast and free. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Lots of people dream about writing a novel in their spare time. Charles A. Salter has written three of them, all starring a unique hero known as the eBay Detective. Charles is known on eBay as Writerman 2007. Charles, who is the eBay Detective and what inspired you to write this trilogy of novels involving eBay?
Well, thanks for having me on today, and I'm quite happy to share the story with you. I've been a huge fan of eBay since pretty much not too long after it started, I believe 1995. I was very active by 1997, and it became my number one hobby and interest in my spare time. And by 1998, around that time, I was also an Army officer, and I was at a lab that's responsible for radiation defense for the country to protect the public from radiation hazards.
Wow.
And we were actually monitoring eBay sales of radioactive materials in those days as part of our work, trying to help protect the public from any possible hazard being slipped out by mistake. This book, the first book, is based on a true story. And all the way till near the end, which is more fictionalized at the end, all the beginning and the middle part is what really happened at that laboratory as we were tracking various auctions. Almost all the auctions in that first book are real. And this is an untold story until I wrote it up in this book in 2007, published a couple of years ago. I spent many years revising it and perfecting it. I thought the public would be interested in a real-life story based on eBay, which is so popular and which almost everybody loves.
I'm going to ask you this question three times, okay? The first time, no, really, during our interview,
sure,
where can we get the book?
The easiest way probably is online on Amazon.com. You can also get it on BarnesandNoble.com. And any bookstore in the country could order it, but they might not have it on their shelf.
The irony, of course, is that you can't really get it on eBay. But
When I have time, I've been posting it on eBay, and I've sold several copies on eBay. I don't have it up right now, though. I've been so busy. I just haven't had time to keep up with it.
Well, you need to put it up, because after this show runs live, within a few hours of the end of the show, we put the archive up, and people read the archive for months. So you really need to put that up on eBay. It's very important.
Well, I definitely will. Again, I just got out of the habit. But I did right after the book was published. I'll do it again.
So you're an eBayer, obviously, yourself.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
And what
buying and selling both.
What else do you do?
Well, right now I'm retired from the Army. I spent 28 years as a uniformed officer in the Army. Retired about 5 years ago. I still have a job. And then in my spare time, I write novels.
Obviously.
He's an inspiration. I don't know where you get all the energy.
Exactly.
I'm very curious. When you talked about the first book, which the title of is The eBay Plot, correct?
Yes.
And it's you use a lot of live listings. And you mentioned something about radioactive, protecting the country against radioactive threats. Did you find a lot of material on eBay that could have been used in a nefarious manner?
Well, there was one particular auction, this is way back around 1999, for radium paint. And in my laboratory where we worked, the government lab, we calculated that that could be dangerous.
Yeah.
And so we investigated the case, made sure the FBI knew about it. And promptly after that, eBay changed its rules to make sure there would never be a possible reoccurrence of that problem.
Wow.
So eBay was extremely responsible and receptive to the message that there could be a danger, and they fixed the problem way back then, 13, 14 years ago.
So I don't want you to give away the...
now, but this is a true story of what happened then.
Oh. Yeah, because I don't want you to give away the entire plot. That's the whole idea of getting someone to read the book. But you've piqued my interest. I'm intrigued. I want to read the book now. Were we ever in any danger?
Well, we calculated that there could be danger, and that's how we turned that over to the FBI to make sure they would follow up with the person who actually had this radioactive material and the person who was buying it on eBay to make sure that neither one of them was going to use it in an inappropriate or dangerous way.
There are six people selling your book on eBay right now.
Oh.
Oh, there are some now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not one of them, but I'm happy to see that someone is. That's great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I would wonder how would you ship radium paint? I mean, you're not supposed to ship...
radium paint was very popular decades ago before they realized it was dangerous. This is like 1930s.
All right,
lead-concealed containers.
Oh, okay.
So as long as it's kept in the container, there's no danger.
Yeah.
You could keep it in your home for 30 years, as the owner did. prior to selling it.
Now, are the storylines of the three books, as there's three, there's the eBay plot, the eBay yes. code, and the eBay guardian, are they kind of tied together?
They are definitely tied together. Now, the first book, is, except for the ending, is almost entirely true. The second book and the third book have some actual factual material in them, real auctions, for example, but are mostly fictionalized, except that I have the same key characters going through all three books.
Okay.
So in other words, the eBay detective is this particular major, this Army major, working at the same lab that I actually worked at in real life. And he gets engaged in the first book, and it's a very, I think, all the eBay lovers out there are going to love this romance because they meet on eBay, like other people do, and they get engaged on eBay and so forth and so on. I don't want to give too much away, but their whole life revolves in a very wonderful, romantic way around eBay in book one. In book two, they get married. Now, this, of course, is a fictional couple. And then in book three, they have their first kids. So the same main characters are going through all three books, and they depend on eBay in all three books.
This is very exciting.
I think so.
And very interesting. So the first book is called The eBay Plot, and I guess that one is based around the radioactive stuff?
Well, all of them are based on radioactive stuff in part. But in the first book, that's a real case that really happened, and we really turned that over to the FBI. The other two have fictionalized cases.
Now, are you looking forward to adding to this, or is it just going to stay a trilogy?
Well, actually, I've already got book four, too.
So now it's going to be a quartet.
I don't call it the eBay something. I changed a focus after the first trilogy. But I have the same characters, and they're still dealing with eBay, and they're still dealing with radiation. But I'm making it more of a sort of a James Bond kind of character in book four.
Charles, you know, the site has changed so much since the 90s. And have you managed to, has it been difficult to keep up with, eBay is very different than it was back in 1990.
Very different.
So does that reflect it in the books themselves?
Yes. In fact, at the end of book one, I have a special author's note where I explain that a lot of the things that I talked about in the book, which actually in real life happened around 1999, 2000, 2001, a lot of those things don't exist anymore. The rules have changed, the policies, the procedures, the techniques have changed. But I think there's a lot of what I hope will come across as sort of nail-biting eBay action in book one, using procedures that were common then that don't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
So it's a different world now.
You know what?
I still love going out and buying things and getting bargains and so forth. But it's not so much that family kind of atmosphere. And at least I don't think, in my experience, it is, as I had in those days, where I would meet people on eBay and make close friends that would last for years.
Well, you know, they're still doing it. They're broken into smaller groups now, into small groups, some of them not so small. But they do. They have Facebook pages, and they get together. And, of course, we're having our eBay radio party and conference, as usual, in June, where a lot of people get together. So there's still very much a feeling of community, and eBay sellers make community happen.
Well, I agree with that, and I always enjoyed it when I had it.
Griff, you know, we have him listed on our archive page.
Oh, good.
You can find his books linked from the eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. All you do is go to the archive page and hover over Seller Resources tab, and you'll find the bookshelf. Click on that, and you'll find his books there.
Oh, that's a quick way to get to him.
Yeah, so we have your books there as well.
Wonderful.
So tell us about this fourth one. Is it done?
Yeah, it's done. It's called Borrowed Bones.
Ooh.
And eBay, in that book, in book four, eBay comes into play. The title is not just trying to sound mysterious. The book actually deals with bones that are borrowed, and eBay has a big role in how the eBay detective gets those bones that he needs to solve the mystery. The mystery being something that he's been appointed to solve by the White House.
Oh, wow. I got to read these.
These actually sound very interesting.
They do.
Well, I've gotten great reviews. The reviewers especially love book two and book four. Very, very good reviews.
That's the eBay code. And Borrowed Bones will be the new book. And when does that come out?
I got pretty good reviews on book one. For some reason, book three has not been as popular. But I did win a contest. I was featured at the Miami Book Festival International couple of months ago mm-hmm. with book one and two. I'm going to submit book three this coming contest.
So 28.
I was featured at the Reader's Favorite booth at that international festival.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations.
Congratulations. So 28 years in the military. I was a Navy brat, so I grew up in the military.
And, she's still
and a lot of guys. I'm still a brat. That's true. A lot of guys, when they get, and gals, when they get out of the military, when they retire, they're kind of lost when they first get out.
Not me.
And so did you just hit the ground running, or?
Oh, I did, because I'm still working even now as a civilian for Uncle Sam. In fact, I have the same basic job that I had at the end of my military career. As I transitioned to a civilian life, they transitioned my job to a civilian job.
Oh.
That is fantastic.
It was wonderful. And speaking of Navy, there's a lot of Navy characters in Book 1 also, in particular, and also in Book 2, but mainly in Book 1. Because the lab that I'm talking about is a Department of Defense lab that has Army, Navy, and Air Force.
Ah, no Marines, huh?
Well, in the book, there's a Marine. But in real life, that lab doesn't have any Marines. At least not when I was there.
Well, this has been fascinating.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
So look for it. You can find some of them on eBay. I just found several of them on eBay.
Great.
So his name is Charles A. Salter, S-A-L-T-E-R. That's the author. And the first one is the eBay Plot. Then there's the eBay Code, the eBay Guardian, and his new fourth book, which is called
Borrowed Bones.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Charles. It was very good to talk to you. And good luck with the fourth book. We hope to it comes out soon so we can read it.
Great.
Charles A. Salter has written three of these books and a fourth one coming out. They're all known under the rubric of the eBay Detective. Check them out. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Open phones are next, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Huh. Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.